Well, once again, here we are in the fall in the Northern Hemisphere. This is November 19th of the year 2013, and we're well into the sweetness of fall. It's actually starting to hit here in the Central Coast. We got some of our first cool nights that are happening. And there is a rumor that tomorrow we might get some rain here in California. It's been very, very dry. And we kind of are reminded of the cycles that keep happening through the course over long times with weather. And then these days, in the great days of alarm, we start looking and seeing, oh, my gosh, it's not the same as last year. So it must be this or it must be that. So it's an exciting time, isn't it? But it's nice to have the potential of water coming. And I know you guys up in the Northwest are having lots and elsewhere around the country. So the planet is moving, the planet is changing and raising in vibration, and we, being symbiotic in relationship with it, are shifting right along with it, as well as going through our own opportunities to become more aware and to reclaim that which we are. So these are indeed exciting times. So once again, we're looking tonight at the sort of new information that's come out, and one of my main sources is from a woman named Cindy Dale, C-Y-N-D-I-D-A-L-E, if you're really interested in this. This is from the Complete Book of Chakra Healing. I picked it up a while ago. It's available in hard copy and also in Kindle and all those versions. So it's a wonderful resource. And I'm borrowing from that, as well as following the guidance that comes in at any given time when I'm standing here or sitting here on the phone and being present. So the external spiritual centers, really as they're called, according to her, are very, very potent in that they are outside of the realm of our physical reality. They exist in our external subtle bodies. And they carry with them a very, very fascinating relationship with the physical. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I just want to send some tones out to help clear and shift some of the energies that are going on here that I'm picking up, mainly for me. Just a couple rattles, and I'm going to send these frequencies off. And as you hear the sound, I'm going to invite you to just go ahead and move a little bit, shake a little bit. Work your face muscles, work your shoulders, and just relax. Become aware of your feet on the earth. And I'm going to go through just a series of rattles and tones here. So I invite you to go to your breath while I keep hitting this particular bell here. I'm going to invite you to just go to your breath, become aware of your breath as you pull it in, bring it into your belly, bring it down into the belly, and have the visualization that it flows straight down to your feet and straight into the earth. Become aware of below the feet that there is the Earth Star Chakra that some of us have had an experience with. 18 inches below the feet, there's a particular chakra that is basically a conduit of energy going in and going out in our connection with the Earth. It is really about our grounding in that place in terms of gathering energy and power and support from the Earth. And that energy moves through us up through the left leg and then out through the right as it cleanses away any lower frequency vibration that is in lower relationship to our true frequencies of balance And all of that is sent down through the right leg into the earth, where the energy is used in the greater good of all involved by the earth. So these are beautiful times where we have this conduit of energy like a Roto-Rooter that moves through us and cleanses and clears us constantly 24/7. So knowing that that's there, knowing that we are trusted, that we can trust that frequency, we can allow ourselves to continually let go and stay as clear and as balanced as we possibly can. So I'm going to invite you at this point to take the name that you were given at your birth. Many of us, we've done this almost every time in these calls, is when we do call and speak this particular name of our first and middle and last names that came on our birth certificate. In a sense, it was a name chosen, a frequency that carries a very important vibration for us. When we speak it, we go back to the wholeness of our being. We go back to our true design. And in that moment, we can remember and realign the essence of who we are. So as we speak that name, we also know that guidance comes forth for all the energies and are in alignment with that particular frequency of that name. The guides, the teachers, and the angelic beings, the etheric beings, they are all present and they become available to your beck and call. And then also a cocoon of light goes around us as we speak that name, and it surrounds us in a frequency that is designed to keep us in a quote-unquote safe space. In other words, to keep our vibration purring along and not letting lower vibrational energy move in to interfere with our frequency. So on the count of three, I'm going to invite you to speak your first, middle, and last, or however many names there are. This is the given name that you had. Here we go. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Take a breath, become aware of your feet, and know that the energy is moving up from the earth through the left, sweeping through the body and clearing out anything that is not in alignment with that name and that particular frequency, moving down the right leg, all of that debris, and sent out through the right foot into the earth star chakra 18 inches below to be used by the earth. And the count of three, I invite you to speak it again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Every time I speak it, I claim myself back to my place of balance. So the more I use it, the more consciously I use it, the more consistent I am in being in my place of power and my place of balance to have all of my faculties available to me. Two more times, I'm going to speak that name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And one more. Mark Stanton Welch. All right. So take a moment and just be aware of anything that might be going on within your particular body, in your physical self. The physical body is the vehicle that calls us to remind us of energies that we have held on to that are ready to be released. The more you choose to pay attention to the physical, the more you find yourself a part of this multidimensional place that we live in, you find yourself experiencing it more fully. By being fully in the body, the access to the higher chakras is a given, and we are allowed our connection with the heavens and the earth. Running away from the body, whether it's because of pain or whether it's because of experience, is no longer a valid path. I don't mean to be judgmental about that, but it never served us, and all it does is push us away and keeps disempowering us. I can tell there's a lot of throat chakra stuff going on tonight, because the more I talk, the more phlegm I get here, and that just came out of the blue. So bear with me as I kind of process the collective energy that's going on here. So much of the disempowerment has come from our own silencing of ourselves, whether it was enforced by the outside, by the culture, by the family, by personal choice for personal safety. The throat chakra is the one that seems to be the representative of all the lower chakras in terms of ways that we were compromised. In the root chakra, we're compromised by having a sense of no connection with our needs and being aware of how we take care of ourselves. In second chakra, we get the wounds of life and we hold on to our fears and we feel our creativity or our passion get robbed away by the unexpressed elements of our life, and our sense of joy in living seems to be compromised. That shows up in the throat by either a quiet voice, a distorted sound in the voice, or a hesitancy to speak one's truth. In the solar plexus, where we have to deal with the presence of power and how we use power and how power is used over us, especially in growing up in a Piscean age where the male-dominated energy authorities were consistently hierarchically putting us in our place, the rules and laws and all of those things that are carried within the second chakra, and the misunderstanding of how we stand in our own power and presence gets caught there, and then our voice gets compromised so often because we are unable to speak our truth. We are unable to ask for what we want. We are unable to speak the words no, the words yes. Those things that take care of us, and we have trouble making decisions. We are hesitant in taking action, and we might have great ideas because our vision might be clear, but the putting them into action is a difficult thing because the will center has been compromised. So we open up the throat in the sense right now as we work that energy, and already I'm starting to feel better there in the throat. But, so we're clearing that frequency out. Interesting that we're going in this direction tonight when we're supposed to be working the external. But then we get to the heart, and the heart being below that throat chakra, the unexpressed woundings of love and how love has showed up for us, most likely in the form of devaluing ourselves and being taught to discount ourselves and believe that we have limitations and that we have to just live in that way, that we are victims of the world. You know, on and on it goes of what we have grown up with and what we carry collectively and specifically based upon your unique forms of how of what you went through from your point of incarnation to this point in time. So all of those energies below, that magnificent body and those magnificent chakras that are vibrating in their full frequencies and energies, yearning to get back to the place of balance, sloughing off the old frequencies, the body calls to us. And that's where this whole little bird walk went here. It came from me saying, listen to your body. When you listen to the body, you also listen to your inner child self, the little bit of you that is called forth from that name, that calls forth the truth of who you are. And when that body calls, when that essence comes like that, we are being asked to clear and cleanse so that you can recreate relationship with that precious inner one, precious little one that you have. So the balance between adult and child can take place, and you can reclaim your power as well as your essence. And this is one of the gifts of working with chakras, is that we begin to reclaim through the feeling world, through the sensation world, through becoming better in touch with the body. And we consistently have a level of awareness that allows us to hear the callings and to pay attention to the oh-so-subtle reminders and callings of the body to release and let go, so that we don't have to let it regress into a place of physical disorder and eventually physical dis-ease. So tonight we use that voice, and let's go ahead and just do a particular chant, and we're going to actually get started down below, way down at the bottom of the page. We're going to use the Om Mani Padme Hum, which is a traditional chant from the Tibetan Buddhism tradition. And it's called Hail to the Jewel in the Lotus. It is essentially saying that contained within the frequency of the I Am that we are is our unique expression of the God frequency. However you want to call that, each of us essential piece in the greater expression of life in all of the cosmos, we are bound to speak and bound to be present in what we are and to show up in that frequency. So the Om Mani Padme Hum has been blessed for thousands of years and probably millions and millions of times spoken. And the version I want to use here is the one that comes from the Tibetan tradition that I heard when I was in Kathmandu in Nepal at the stupa when the Buddhist priests were there, all 500 of them, doing this particular chant. It goes, Om Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum, Om Mani 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 Padme Hum.
Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. Two more. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh, and so it is, and so it is. So with that frequency, we call ourselves to be fully aware of our physical self. And in the physical self, we expand and open up to our energy bodies that exist without outside the frequency of this physical body. And it's to those that we turn our attention to the spiritual centers, or loosely called chakras, that are outside of our particular system. So let me give you some information like I've given each time on these chakras. And again, this comes from the book here. So let me just pass on a bit of things so that you're clear on what they represent and how they are, how they show up. Their chakras, they do not have locations or colors or regulatory functions as we understand them, because they exist outside of the physical framework we call reality. And in many ways, these higher chakras pertain more to our real self than do our physical-based chakras. They have existed in many forms, many ways, and many times, because they do not fluctuate and change when we change bodies. They are parts of ourself still held within the great divine source. So in other words, we travel and shift through physical manifestations and incarnations, and these particular external chakras, these spiritual centers, carry a consistent frequency with us. They can be impacted by the moments of living in the particular incarnation, so that we can go ahead and cloud them up. We can slow the vibration of those, just as we can do with the physical. And thus is the reason that we're actually spending some time and working with these guys. Our higher spiritual bodies are intrinsically linked to our lower chakra bodies through our soul, so they record effect and are affected by all we experience through the body, which is what I just said. So, one more point, the spiritual points empower the externalized aspects of the soul so that they feel comfortable enough to return. In other words, using and working with these points begins to create that place of home again within our physical world, so that the aspects of our soul, as talked about in shamanic practices of the splintering of the soul, where the traumas and the intensities of life cause us to shatter in some ways, and parts of ourself are lost, and frequencies attached to certain events that occurred through the course of our lives. And then basically, through the process of retrieving our soul, we bring ourselves back to wholeness. This is a very fascinating and beautiful process. It comes through many shamanic traditions and many different native cultures. But the idea of working now with the chakras consciously, as we're going to be doing tonight and we've done over the last two sessions, is to actually begin to invite the soul and to create the ambiance for the soul to begin to return to itself. So the idea tonight is that we are reclaiming these elements of ourselves. So let's go ahead and work the throat chakra just a couple more times. The affirmation that is just right above the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, it's actually just above the other mantra, the Om Hak Sa. We are going to speak this one. It's been here consistently through all of these three different sessions, because I think it has great relevance. So we're going to speak this together. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. And I think yours says, keep my clear and aligned. Little typo there. Let's just read it one more time and say it, and I invite you to start using this particular affirmation throughout the course of your day, once or twice, maybe even more, once before you go to bed, once when you wake up, and just see how you can begin to call a frequency and claim a vibration with the statement of this kind of caliber. again. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. All right, one more time, just to expand the sphere of energy that's around us and to protect all of our energy bodies and to keep them in this frequency where we're working tonight to get a unified frequency for each of us. So way at the top of the page, we have the Tibetan chant, the Hung Vajrape, which is very much like speaking your true name. It puts a cocoon of light around you and a cocoon in the frequency of light that will keep you in your frequency of wholeness and invite anything of lower vibration to exclude itself and to separate out from your field. So we're going to extend this, and each time we say it, it's going to extend a little bit farther out so that it encompasses all of our energy bodies by the time we've said it the seventh time. So once again, it's called Hung Vajra Pe. So we're going to say it seven times. Take a breath, if you will. Be aware of your feet in the earth and the earth star chakra below you. Take a breath. Here we go. Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajrape. And so it is, and so it is. All right, the interesting thing, according to Cindy Dale and the work that she's done for over 20 years in relation to these particular spiritual centers and the chakras themselves, is that, and this has been unfolding for a while, and I just heard about this a couple years ago, about the way the spine is aligned with the particular chakras. Now, and she carries this a lot further in that the external chakras are lined up to the vertebrae, and it's as if they contact them through an energetic filament that actually contacts on a little higher frequency, therefore it's out of the visible spectrum, with each of our vertebrae. And so the condition of the chakra and the information, the external chakra that's being fed in, is impacting us and entering us at the point along the spine. And then that information and frequency is then disseminated through the body, where it is to be used to impact the specific chakras, the relationship that they have, and also to empower us to take on the frequency or the characteristic of each of these external chakras. Because you may notice that they're called things like peace and wisdom and enjoyment and alignment with higher purpose. More conceptual, more of an idea that is carrying the frequency that then begins to infiltrate and infuse the physical spectrum, bringing us up to higher frequencies because of the nature of each of these words and these concepts. These are not low-frequency ideas. These are not low-frequency words. As we claim the frequency of peace through the work that we're doing tonight, we will begin to notice a different relationship with our present and our past and how we see ourselves, and thus how we participate in the world, and thus how the world shows up for us. Each of them will show us that. So what you can do with something like this is, if you start to notice that somewhere along your spine you have a particular vertebrae that's giving you challenges, you can go ahead and create the reverse relationship where you find out which of your external spiritual centers is being impacted, perhaps, or is making a call to you to give it presence and give it support and to help release. And then you can find where the relationship is in your body and how it's starting to show up in other physical places, and start to work from the source as opposed to just dealing with symptomologies and dealing with what ifs and then medicating out because you don't like the way it feels. There's no reason not to begin to enter into using alternative ways of working with sound and vibration to deal with the callings of your body first. And tonight we're dealing with one of the ways to do that. So let's start again with the alignment to higher, with highest purpose. Sorry, I get so tongue-tied sometimes. It's just so exciting. So let me move to that particular one. It's in the thoracic. It's at the top. It's kind of just thoracic one is pretty much just behind Yep, just about behind the thoracic 1, cervical 7. Okay, it's pretty much just up in the solar plexus heart region, so you can see how high our purpose is fitting in right here. Our purpose in terms of what we're doing, in terms of the vehicle of what it is that we're going to be using ourselves for, is the highest purpose. Why are we here? What is our main intention of being here? And with the solar plexus in that arena, it's about putting that into action and bringing that into the world. So you can see the connection that comes through at that particular vertebrae is pretty critical. You can see the letter C there. That indicates the particular keynote that chakra is vibrating at. That is the pitch there. Okay, and each of these chants, a little song came through. So I'm going to sing it through one more time, and then we're going to go through it 3 or 4 times. And light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe the soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose. Bring me back to everything I am. And unify my child with my warrior. And I shall call life friend once again. Balance me in dark and light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose. Bring me back to everything I am. Unify my child with my warrior. And I shall call life friend once again. My highest purpose is calling me right now. I can hear it. One more time. Here we go. Balance me in dark and light. Bring all my bodies into line. Clear the path along the spine. Here I go. Deliver me into the flow. Align my chakras head to toe. Nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose. Bring me back to everything I am. And unify my child with my warrior. And I shall call life friends once again. All right, and so it is. So you notice these songs that come through. They're just little singable songs, and they take the key principles of what it is that we're dealing with here, and they are in the perfect key for the specific frequency of that particular chakra. And so whether you remember the melody, it'll be on the recording when you get it, or whether you just use the words are as potent as the melody itself. When you put them all together, it is, well, I have to say, both together, they're certainly more potent. So I misspoke there. So, highest purpose comes from realigning ourselves and getting clear. The struggle with life's work is so often based upon ourselves not being clear within us, and the murkiness of our energy that wants to clear itself causes confusion in terms of what it is that we are here to do. The truth is that we are here to reclaim who we are, reclaim remembering the truth of our being. So we are here to clear away the debris so that we can stand in our presence and power. And with the gift of the universe in these times of moving us into this Aquarian epic, this new frequency time, we are being asked to be even more of who we are, and we're being assisted in a very, very, we'll call it a quick and a quick way to get back to wholeness. And so that's why things are quite honestly so intense and so difficult right now, as far as I understand, even in my own life. You know, we could sit here and tell stories and go, my gosh, every day has got something is interesting that keeps showing up, inviting me to call upon a part of myself and let go of some older frequency that is no longer necessary or welcome and is really just hanging around as a pattern in my life. So alignment with higher purpose, here I go. All right, let's move now to the peace. And this is actually cervical 7, so it's moving up. We're starting to move more towards between the heart and up into the higher heart chakra, higher heart chakra being about the agape love and the higher love that seems to be, when I looked at PayPal earlier today, they're collecting money to send to the Philippines. So when the natural disasters occur, heart chakras are the higher heart chakras begin to expand and open, and we find ourselves experiencing compassion and desire to help one another and to be present with just absolute strangers because of our common connection and the unfolding element of oneness that is basically this the gift of this Aquarian age. A difficult gift to accept at times, but the more we open to it, the more we find out what it actually means. So let me just make a couple comments about peace according to the resource that I had here. To find peace is really about accepting ourselves as we are, not finding fault in our past, our present, or our future. So this in itself is quite an invitation. So peace can come when we no longer have the judgment about ourselves, when we no longer find fault with the elements of who we are, when we no longer have criticism of our physical self, our mental self, our emotional self, when we no longer succumb to the pressures of the external world to be in a certain way that denies the essence of who we are. That's when peace begins to exert itself and show up. So the way things are so chaotic in the world right now, where peace just seems to be a dream, where conflict is the norm and it's de rigueur through the moments of the day in all kinds of shapes and forms, whether it's how people are being rude, where how they interrupt, with a situation on the highway, all of this is just an external manifestation and representation of the inner chaos that's going on right now. We are like those little bottles where you have a scene inside and it's sealed with water and then little bits of what's called snow inside of it, and you shake it, and everything just looks like this huge snowstorm. And we're in that process right now in this time of transition. So if you can keep in mind that what's going on is something like that, it allows us to embrace and stand present in these things and allow ourselves to flow. Because to return to this place of peace and to claim it is to accept ourselves and the things that are in our lives and be present with them with the higher perspective. Let's see what else is important here. To allow us to unearth the unlovable aspects of our being and honor them. And to do this, the center channels of divine source acceptance of us all we have been and done. To bring in this energy, we have to let go or serenely accept all aspects of our own and others' beings. Letting go involves releasing the belief that we are in control, that somehow we could have made it all different or can make it all work out. By wrestling with the resulting feelings of hopelessness and powerlessness, we can open ourselves to enthusiasm and power. It's a whole different perspective on what peace is. Peace is just not necessarily getting along, but it's getting along with ourselves and finding that we in some ways have been duped. So the invitation here is to open to the idea that, one, we are just fine. And all this pursuit of improvement, this pursuit of getting better or doing this or changing that and whatever, you know, maybe it's a bit of a misdirection. So if we can begin and reach that place where we really can sit in the presence of our own being, we are going to find that that acceptance reveals a whole lot about us. So I find peace. It's at cervical 7. Once again, it's coming in at the high heart. So hold the presence of that particular area. It's kind of actually in between the high heart and the heart. So bring your awareness to that as I go through this song once, and we'll join in. Help me accept everything that I am. From the past to the present, I have done what I can. As I honor and bless the many sides of me, I find peace. Let go and release my belief in control. All my thoughts I have used to judge my soul, I lay them down in this emptiness, I find. There is no forcing the river. It's time I cross my own lines. I am the source, I'm the giver. Surrender myself to the love that is me. As the more I embrace, then the more I am free, I find. So come along with me now. Help me accept everything that I am. From the past to the present, I have done what I can. As I honor and bless the many sides of me, I find peace. Let go and release my belief in control. All my thoughts I have used to judge my soul, I lay them down in this emptiness, I find peace. There is no forcing the river. It's time I cross my own lines. I am the source, I'm the giver. Myself to the love that is me. As the more I embrace, then the more I am free, I find peace. One more time through. Help me accept everything that I am. From the past to the present, I have done what I can. As I honor and bless the many sides of me, I find peace. Let go and release my belief in control. All my thoughts I have used to judge my soul, I lay them down in this emptiness, I find peace. There is no forcing the river. It's time I cross my own lines. I am the source, I'm the giver. Surrender myself to the love that is me. As the more I embrace, then the more I am free, I find peace. I find peace. I find
find peace.
All right, and so it is, so it is, and so it is. So you notice there's, with these higher chakras, we'll begin to see that there's a theme. There's almost an evolution that moves from the lower one up to the higher one. As the more we accept each of these successive elements and bring them into ourselves, the clearer we get and the closer we get to the land of grace, which is one that we actually haven't even talked about here, and we aren't going tonight, but essentially it's the highest of them. It's at cervical one. And in this place of grace is where we are so open and we are so allowing that the frequency of the I Am is able to flow very easily through us. And it's the land of miracles. So aligning with purpose by getting out of our own way, by accepting ourself in all of our essence and achieving a place of peace as we live from that place, moves us into a frequency of wisdom. And wisdom comes as a result of claiming the purpose and also choosing to be in that peaceful state. You got to be open to be able to accept and hear the wisdom that comes through the moments of living. So let's look and see if there's anything else. To enable us to claim the learning from our experiences, the definition of wisdom while fully releasing the traumas and feelings associated with them. To enable us to claim the learning from our experiences. Okay, that's what it is. Enable us to define the growth, the strengths, and knowledge gained on our path and free us to make decisions about other ways to learn in the future. This point works by helping us reduce our experiences to core beliefs and by breaking the patterns resulting from these experiences. Wow. this is potent. You see how that could easily work into the second chakra where a lot of our patterns are held and a lot of our experiences are there in their raw, unexpressed energy, influencing how we express in the world and how we have our sense of wonder and peace lost. Whoops. Just a sec, I lost my, there it is. Okay. And then how, okay, I just had a computer glitch there that took my stuff away, and so I lost my connection. So I'll just move on to the next thing. Essentially, that second chakra connection from the wisdom place. You know that I'm reading this another book right now that's talking about three of what were called the Dantians. And it used to be in martial arts, it was only the Dantian at the second chakra, which is below the navel. If you're in the martial arts, then that's where you come from, the place of center, and you draw your power from that. But it's also calling the heart chakra the Dantian there, and then the head or the third eye as the third Dantian. In other words, these three nerve centers and brain centers, if we can achieve the balance so we can access all three at any given time, we are in our balance and power. The wisdom flows from what appears to be the mind self down into the body, and when it settles into the second chakra, when it settles into that place of that is our place of feeling and creativity, then we begin to be able to take the wisdom and the idea and bring it into manifestation to make our life the way we desire and that we deserve. So this wisdom is coming in at cervical six. So you're seeing we're moving more quickly up towards the throat and up into the higher essence of our being and out of the trunk of our body. And these concepts are solidified in the physical. Because when they get solidified in the physical, then we can actually do something with them. If they're just concepts, then we have conversation, and we can impress people, and we can find ourselves unable to take action upon the things that we know would benefit us, and we get sluggish. Okay, so here we go with the wisdom song. Filled with the Christ light, I discriminate between the world's illusion and that which resonates. Blessed intuition, wisdom through the heart, guide me through my moments, keep me spiritually smart. Yeah, yeah, ooh. calling through this time. I'm sorry about that. It's hard to take a finger off the guitar or both and turn that off, but the frequency is a good one. All right, let's move to enjoyment because I can see the clock is moving by. So it all comes down to once we reclaim through the working of these external chakras, we reclaim that place of center, we find that we drop into that place of peace because we accept ourselves. The wisdom begins to flow. Then we can put that wisdom into action. And in that process, we begin to experience the gift of this multidimensional earth is joy. And I think by design, we are supposed to be joyful beings. We lost it somewhere along the way. Many of us did. Childhood is like the last playing ground of the enjoyment and the play. When the adult responsibility begins, according to the cultural directives and the familial things that we've all gone through, we have a tendency to misplace those elements of ourselves. So it's really now about reclaiming that element of joy and making that a part of how we respond to everything. That we come from that place of joy and wonder and excitement and experience. And there's some say that, well, we have to have the polarity, we have to have the crap in order to experience the joy. I'm not even sure about that anymore, quite honestly. I don't know. I like feeling good. And in the past, it hasn't happened as often as I'd like it. So when I do, I really, really love it. And I kind of don't really need to go back to the other stuff. So I'm going to buy into this thing and see what happens. It says the boldest life lesson is that life is not about lessons, but about enjoyment. Wow. Having released our past through peace and claiming our learning via wisdom, we can open to opportunities that will bring us real enjoyment. Following our purpose is always about following our bliss. When we feel in alignment, and we have that peaceful space, we can use the guidance and the wisdom that flows through us so naturally if we just stop and listen and use it to create moments of joy. So it really is about that. And it's really about acting as if and choosing. We have a response to everything we possibly can. We can choose joy, we can choose sorrow, we can choose intensity. I know people that their first response to anything in life is suspicion. Well, that's a learned behavior. That's not who she is by design. So let's sing about it. I sing about joy. I celebrate life. I claim my bliss. Straight from the divine.
I open up to everything, jump into the light. I boldly take my power, I dance in my delight. Deserve it, I claim it enthusiastically. I'm all about joy, so it's joy that I receive. Come on now. I sing about joy, I celebrate life, I claim my bliss straight from the divine. I open up my everything and jump into the light. I boldly take my power, I dance in my delight. I deserve it, I claim it enthusiastically. I'm all about joy, so it's joy that I receive. It's joy that I receive, yeah. One more time. I sing about joy, I celebrate life, I claim my bliss straight from the divine. I open up my everything, jump into my light. I boldly take my power, I dance in my delight. I deserve it, I claim it enthusiastically. I'm all about joy, so it's joy that I receive. I say I'm all about joy, so it's joy that I receive. I'm all about joy, so it's joy that I receive. Oh yeah. Sing about joy. Be present with us. All right. As we go ahead and claim, as we move up this spine, as we move into these particular external spiritual centers, the gifts of our design begin to reveal themselves. And then we step into these last vestiges of reclaiming our place of center. And that is the process of letting go. This process of forgiveness, it's a curious one. For years and years, the New Age movement said, well, all you have to do is just forgive. And then you go, okay, well, what do I do with that? Do I say, oh, well, I forgive you, and then everything's okay? Well, it didn't feel that way to me. Just saying the words didn't really offer me much. It didn't have the result that I had intended or that I desired or wanted. I kind of felt there was more work to be done. So the next path I took with forgiveness was to work with the physical energy in the body that was around the issue of who or what I was working to forgive. So once I felt like I cleared the anger or the frustration or the fear or the sadness or the grief or whatever it was, then I felt like I could actually be in the presence of that idea and feel more connected with it. And therefore, I was having better results. And then along came the Ho'oponopono from Hawaii, which was the process of that has been steeped in the tradition of the Hawaiian Huna, where it is about a specific process of forgiving, and with the idea that all came back to family, that everything related to forgiveness had to come back to the source in the family in various ways, because that's where so many of the issues were planted. Well, we're moving now into an even higher vibrational relationship with forgiveness. This is at cervical 4, so we are well up into the throat chakra here. And in that throat chakra, we are now able to express the words, because so much of forgiveness is about having stuff unsaid. So let's look at what Cindy Dale had to say that I think is relevant here. To forgive or to give up our hold on process or outcome. Forgiving. This is forgiving, that I release my hold on my desired outcome, and I let the flow of life be the dictator, if you will, of how things unfold. Because there's a greater wisdom that unfolds in the great cosmos that I even have a sense of. I mean, it's why don't I step aside and let the wisdom of the cosmos and that higher perspective reveal the gift of what it is that's going on? Because I don't know about you, but almost every challenge I've had, as difficult as it was, eventually I was able to find the gift in it. Eventually I was able to find the greater perspective and the learning that was essentially what it was about and why it was brought into my life. Let's see if there's anything else. It's all about letting go and surrender. The decision needs to come from within. The energy points.
the right for us to decide to become what we want to be or not. That it's our choice about how we show up in the world. So life is forgiving.
So let's see what the song's about. There's not a single reason to contract and hold on. I'm giving in to letting go, I'm moving on. I'm making my decision to lighten up my living, Surrendering to spirit, opening my heart. In forgiveness, I get a brand new start. There's not a single reason to contract and hold on. I'm giving in to letting go, I'm moving on. I'm making my decision to lighten up my living, Surrendering to spirit, opening my heart. In forgiveness, I get a brand new start. Two more times I say there's not a single reason to contract and hold on. I'm giving in to letting go, I'm moving on. I'm making my decision to lighten up my living, Surrendering to spirit, opening my heart. In forgiveness, I get a brand new start. One more time, you know there's not a single reason to contract and hold on. I'm giving in to letting go, I'm moving on. I'm making my decision to lighten up my living, Surrendering to spirit, opening my heart. In forgiveness, I get a brand new start, a brand new start, a brand new start. Whoa. It's curious that that kind of a song would come through, because forgiveness is always traditionally portrayed as such a very serious thing. But this is really about letting go of the need to be right, the need to take control of things. It's really about surrendering. And in surrendering, why not make it a joyous experience? We've also already established with this sequence that we've done here that through the peace and the letting go of finding fault with self, we reveal ourselves the higher perspectives and the wisdom that comes. And in that revelation, we then experience joy in ways that we've really not allowed ourselves to experience before, and we realize we can claim it way more often. And from that frequency, stuff just doesn't matter. So we can let go and forgive those things that we have held on to, like, you know, clutching white-knuckled for most of our lives. Because really, the wisdom of age is that, you know, stuff just doesn't matter. There ain't no point in going to the grave with some of this stuff. You know that. And if you're into reincarnation, you're going to come back and put yourself in a situation where you got to deal with it again. So what's the point? Okay, in that frequency, we move to our last one here, and we're just at 8 o'clock, so it's going to take about another 4 minutes. So if you bear with me, we'll do this, and then we'll bring ourselves to a conclusion here. I think this has been a powerful sequence of stuff here. But, okay, faith is, it says, to enable us to live completely in the faith that all we are already exists. Can you hear that? Everything we need, everything we've been looking for is already here within ourselves. This is the journey that I've been on. It keeps coming back home. It keeps coming back to say that, you know, the self-help journey to get something better, to make it better, well, if I just fix this and everything will be okay, and if I just have this, it'll all be all right. Then I'll be a better person, and then I'll be more liked, and no more songs, people who do this. Stop. Stop. The faith to realize, the trust, the willingness to jump off the cliff and say, I am enough.
Let me just experience fully that which I am. And let me find the gifts within me. Let me find the capacity within me to fully grok this life. You remember that word grok from the Atlas Shrugged book years ago? Talk to me later if you want to know more about that. But it's really about trusting and letting go of any resistance and walking in faith. To erase the revolving doors once we have forgiven. We eliminate the perceptions that there are differences and similarities, that there is separation between material and spiritual selves, that material and spiritual energies are different. I think you get the point. The channels all energies proceeding and completely balancing them. It erases them. Faith energy seems invisible, made of substance, no more material than hot air. It's the self's ability to be itself. Wow, I just feel like a bunch of monkeys have been lifted off my back through this sequence of talking about this. You know, stuff just doesn't matter. Now, there's a lot of things that seem like they do matter, but if I come at it from this frequency, from this point forth, I'm going to really have a different experience with things. It's a path of even less resistance, and I didn't even have to do the Buddhist path to get here. It's all beginning to unify. It's all beginning to show up. I move forth in faith. I trust what is me. Become my belief. Effortlessly, there's no reaching back. I'm just moving on, for I already am. What was less is now gone, so I hold to this knowing. Embrace the divine, the gift of completeness. I claim it is mine, no worries, no problems. It's a beautiful day. I go forth and live it. I walk in faith, in faith. Just a pulse of a song that just moves along in a nice slow effort, kind of hanging around the same melody line, just trusting and moving forth. Let's go. I move forth in faith. I trust what is me. Become my belief. Effortlessly, there's no reaching back. I'm just moving on, for I already am. What was less is now gone, so I hold to this knowing. Embrace the divine, the gift of completeness. I claim it is mine, no worries, no problems. It's a beautiful day. I go forth and live it. I walk in faith, two more now. I move forth in faith, I trust what is me, become my beliefs, effortlessly, there is no reaching back, I'm just moving on, for I already am. What was less is now gone, so I hold to this knowing. Embrace the divine, the gift of completeness. I claim it as mine. No worry, no problems, it's a beautiful day. I go forth and live it. I walk in faith, in faith. One more. I move forth in faith. I trust what is me. Become my beliefs. Effortlessly, there is no reaching back. I'm just moving on, for I already am. What was less is now gone. I hold to this knowing. Embrace it divine, the gift of completeness. I claim it is mine, and no worry, no problem. It's a beautiful day. I go forth and live it. I walk in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith. You know, the medulla at the back of the neck is around in that area. When you start to look at some of these places where cervical 3 in the middle of the middle of the throat chakra in the back there, starting to move up towards the third eye chakra. By speaking and clearing, all of these things give us our vision back, and it really amplifies the connection. So here we are, having brought these external chakra energies, and by no means do we give them everything they're worth, but boy, I think we did some great work tonight in terms of opening these energies up. And all of these songs will be available on the tape. How old am I? It's on the 8-track, and it's on the 45 that I'll be releasing soon. How crazy. But the point is that entertain the idea that this stuff has value. Entertain that it has meaning to you, and entertain the idea and act as if that what we did tonight really shifted some energies within you. This whole idea about not turning back. You know, I was cleaning out my studio the other day, and I found a card that was given to me almost 20 years ago, and it was a nice little drawing, but it said it was a crossroads, and you know, it was a caricature in there, and the character was moving to the left, and the kind of on like the road less traveled things, but it says, no looking back. You know, there's nothing there. And, you know, there's some wisdom to that, because the attachment we make to the stuff that has gone on or the stuff that we carry, you know, we're just looking for love in all the wrong places. When we begin to witness ourselves and nurture that relationship with our child self as well as our adult self and use tools like what we've done tonight, we begin to reclaim the essence of who we are, and everything else just sort of falls away like an old ragged shirt. And we stand in our pureness and our holiness. And we are getting so much support in these times. So I am blessed by the fact that you guys chose to be a part of this tonight. I do hope that it offered you something that you can use. And again, I think by tomorrow morning, maybe even by tonight, I'll have the link available for you for downloading the recording. And we'll be back again in December. And I'm going to start a process. It's been over a year now we've been doing this, so I'm going to start looking at the backside of the chakras, because it's a different world when we look at the back as opposed to the front of the chakra. Most of the stuff we've been doing as far as the in-body chakras is all about how they are in relationship to the front part of them. But they also are a mirror image of themselves in the back, and then they carry different qualities. So we're beginning to look at those and expand our awareness. Please find a way to be aware of your chakras and pay attention to the callings of your body. And do know that these external chakras are serving you. Go back to your notes and use them. Even reading the words puts you back in the place. The mantra, we didn't even do the proclamations, but do those on your own and shout them like you're from the top of the mountain, and claim those proclamations because they are going to serve you well. And the mantra Om Haksama Lavarayam Swaha is seed sounds. It purifies the subtle body. Use it to cleanse your energy field around you and sustain and support those external chakras. I am blessed by your time here tonight. I really hope your month is delightful, and enjoy Thanksgiving, and really, really practice gratitude. I will be sending you some things here along with the recording link. So many blessings. Thanks for being here. I'll stay on if you have any comments, questions, anything that I can address.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
This is Jerry Chan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jerry? I was so delighted you came on.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so fantastic. So
oh,
perfect.
Oh, yay. Hey, this stuff, really, I was thinking of you when I was putting this together earlier today. Because I know, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I think will serve you well.
Mark just had a question, because I wasn't putting my feet on the ground. I was on my bed, sort of in a lotus position.
Okay.
Is that, you know, but visualizing still my feet through the energy and stuff, and is that okay?
Oh, it's totally fine, because the power of your intention and your visualize is equally potent to the actual physical connection. Having said that, do it sometimes when you have your feet and notice if you feel any different. Because the physical contact about being physically in the body is really important. And
so
I would invite you to play with both. You know what you get when you're in a lotus, because you got your spine straight and the energy is moving.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so every morning I do have my feet planted when I set my intention and my affirmations and
excellent
and things. But just, you know, from a comfort perspective, I just
right.
wanted to be in a place. And the other thing on the forgiveness, just a quick one.
Yeah.
You know, when we speak about the throat chakra, so I think I told you there's a couple of people that have, you know, really hurt me.
Yes.
And they continue to sort of still be a part of my life, and I think I'm ready now to tell them not to be, but I want to tell them in person.
Okay. You want my thoughts on that?
Yes.
It depends. That's a beautiful thing, and it'd be ideal if we could get the people that we had issue with and be able to sit and be present with them and share what we want to say and have them hear it. That is the ideal.
Okay.
In practice, you never know if that's going to work out. When two people come together, sometimes their response is enough to trigger more issues that come up. Or sometimes we don't get what we want because of their responses to it, their rolling of the eyes or their shuffle of the body or something. So sometimes all I'm doing is saying is that you may not get what you intend.
Well, my intention is to clearly get it out of me. So I'm not, for me, it's just, I just want to let them know that, you know, they're, ways of communicating or what they think is caring for me is no longer serving me good.
Gotcha.
And that I deserve better than that.
Yes, you do.
And that I would like them to honor the fact that, you know, thank you for having the presence in my life and for the lessons that they brought along with it. And I wish them well, but I no longer want that presence in my life. So I'm just really, I just want to tell them in person. So instead of me just not responding to them when they text me or when they send me little notes, you know, I just want to give them the courtesy mark. It's not about, it doesn't really matter what they feel. At this point, it's really about me just letting them know that it's no longer what I want.
So you would like to be, are you looking for them to witness you?
I just want to give them the courtesy instead of just walking out of their lives.
Oh, okay. Okay, then maybe I misunderstood what you're intending. If it's a courtesy just to say, you know, I'm bringing an end to the relationship here,
yes.
So thank you, I'm moving on.
Yes.
I think that's a different expectation than going in with you have some things you want to say and you want to be heard.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
I do want to say that, you know.
I misunderstood you and I came from a different place. I think it's worth giving a shot.
Yes, and to me,
just honor yourself and take yourself out for ice cream or something afterwards and take good care of yourself.
I will, Mark. And I'm so, this is so awesome. And I want to know when you're going to do that chakra one, when you said it's the land of miracles and stuff. So I would really love to do that.
The cervical one there at Grace. Well, maybe it's worth doing at least and spending a whole lot of time with that. I'll see. Otherwise, I'll incorporate it in the next one when we start looking at the backsides of things.
Well,
but there's a schedule online, and I'll send you a reference and everything else, everything you need to get in contact on that.
Yeah, there's no schedule. I just looked at your website. There's no schedule when based on your calendar, so I would love to see that. And you are most awesome. Your voice is fantastic. The pets were all singing with me over here, and thank you.
Amen.
Okay, have a good night,
Mark. Take good care, okay?
Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, this is Phyllis from Kent.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
You've been away a couple times, so it's nice to have
you. I know, but I'm back.
Yay.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Life goes by fast sometimes. I missed you when you came up here, too. I had something else going that day.
Well, I'm going to be back about three times next year, and the first time will be in January. So I'm putting all that together in terms, and I'll put it on my website in terms of the schedule.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to say hi.
I appreciate that. Many hugs to
and
you.
Thank you very much. I've studied some of Cindy Dale's. I have her The Subtle Body.
Oh, it's a wonderful book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very, very good.
With another one, it's doing something with the subtle body. It's a whole bunch of exercises and things that you would do to work the subtle body energy.
Oh, cool.
And I've got it on my Kindle. I don't have the big tome with me, you know, here. So let me look. I can give you the title real quick here. It's come out, little Kindle. There you are. Okay, the library. Okay, the Subtle Body Soul's Gift, Cindy Dale. The Subtle Body Practice Manual.
Oh,
Positive Guide to God Knows What. Oh, Guide to Energy. Subtle Body Practice Manual. So it takes a lot of the stuff that was presented in the Subtle Body and then begins to say, well, here's what we can do to work that energy. So I
think
she's a gift to the world, I'll tell you.
She is, absolutely. Okay, I'll talk to you later, Mark.
All right, blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Mark, are you still there?
I am.
Mark, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you? You made reference to Atlas Shrugged. There was a word you used.
Rock. G-R-O-K.
G-R-O-K.
And I think it's either Atlas Shrugged or what's the other one by them? By her.
Fountainhead?
Yeah. Could have been Fountainhead. I think that's the one it was. Because it was the guy that he, when he grokked something, it's like he internalized it and made it his own. He fully understood it.
Oh, okay.
So that word was grok, and it became one of those, you know, colloquialisms.
Okay. I get to read some of her stuff, and it's definitely on my reading list, but at one time it just never really appealed to me, but the references to those books keep coming up again and again and again. It's like, you know what, I'm really kind of clueless by not having read it. I don't like being...
I think out of
that.
The two, probably Fountainhead, I think, would be more interesting based upon the spiritual evolution of things, because Atlas Shrugged, I think that was the one that became more about, you know, utopia and some other elements that have been kind of passed by, if
mm-hmm.
you will. So I think at the time they came out, they were very revolutionary. And I think what's occurring now, I think the Fountainhead carries a more lasting value.
Mm-hmm.
Lasting message.
Kind of the thing that I've kind of gleaned from it, like I said, I've never read either one of them, but it seems to be that people, the essence of not wanting to compromise in certain areas, kind of, or... I get that. I hear that over and over again from people who've read that and then, you know, buy into that, whatever. Like I said, I haven't read it myself, so.
Well, you know, not to compromise, it goes right along with the stuff we did tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite literally is to accept who we are and not give it away. You know, that's to find a place of peace, and that's to really reawaken and maybe become even aware with that highest purpose of what it is that we are here to do that is beyond just experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let you go. I don't know if anybody else is waiting to talk to you. And you know what? I'm still waiting on an answer about that.
I know you are.
I will get back.
I'm putting my calendar together. So
okay.
I finally got back to the church and gave them my next year's schedule. And
okay.
So we're looking at September, aren't we? Again?
Yeah. If you could just pencil in the 6 with a question mark. I was told that about a week that they would know. I mean, they're basically conferring, and this will, you know, I don't see why not, but I just want the final okay, and you know, that it's fine. And the 6th,
September 6th?
Mm-hmm, which is a Saturday, and that would be the weekend after the 3-day weekend.
Right, so it's right after the Labor Day thing.
Or if something's come up for you, let me know, and
I'll
bump it up another week. And certainly in between my getting a final answer and, you know, now I'm getting a final answer, if something, an opportunity comes up for you, please take it. I don't want you to, you know, lose out on something else if, you know, that's definite. But I'm pretty sure it's a go. And there was some stuff I talked to you about last time that and I didn't mean to tug your ear about it, but, you know, in this last talk that I had to get to the point was, you know, I was concerned maybe their issue was their liability if it looks like I'm running a business, and I'm not. I'm clearly not. And so that got all worked out. So that's a non-issue. That's completely a non-issue now. So I'm just waiting on a final answer, and that's it.
Okay, well, here's what I'm aware of. My schedule, I was planning on being in going to Colorado on that first week and a half of September.
Okay.
So the 20th is a possibility.
Okay.
September 20th. That would be right at the equinox. It's a cool time to do it.
Okay. And it should still be, like, really warm weather. And,
yeah.
Okay, then let me mark that down.
Why don't you put that down, and then I will, and then get back with me as soon as you can on that, okay?
Okay, I've got.
And if that doesn't work, then we'll find something else.
Okay, 9:20. Then I will. Okay, I will do that, and hopefully I will have that ASAP. You know, I really don't want to wait anymore because I want to know too. I mean, I've got to make plans and all that.
I got you.
But, okay, I will definitely let you know as soon as I know.
Right.
I'll make it for the 20th.
Okay.
Is that a Saturday? I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Is that is 19th Friday. Saturday's the 20th.
Perfect. Okay, that sounds really good. Okay, and it'll still be warm. It'll still be a good evening. Okay, perfect. All right, well, I better let you go because you're a busy guy.
Okay.
Talk to you another time. Okay.
See you, Carol. Thank you.
Okay, have a good Thanksgiving. Bye.
All right. Are we done now? Yes.
Over.